and who shares some thoughts with us on behalf of the family, Father Alexander's brother-in-law, the Very Reverend David Vernack.
Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.
Christ is in our midst.
He is in the church.
In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. On behalf of the family, I just want to thank Bishop Basil for the prayerful, beautiful services for Father Alexander. And also thank Father Alexis for his spiritual care for Father Alexander. You know, when I was here last week, at least two times, I was present when Father brought the Holy Eucharist to Father Alexander. And again, so prayerfully and beautifully, Father was able to receive the sacraments, of which in his heart of hearts knew that this was for his life and salvation. And so oftentimes I think we carelessly approach the Eucharist, and we even sort of commented on the fact that we have no other source of being fed and nurtured for our lives now and to propel us into eternity. So thank you, Father, for your graciousness and your love. And all his brothers, fellow servers who were here last night and today, you know, praying, asking for God's mercy and for his love. And again, that Father Alexander would be granted eternal life. And I also want to express a sympathy of Christ the Savior Parish, Father John, Matushka, Eugenia, and all of the parishioners who loved Father Alexander, Huria Olga, and the family, and asked me to express their sympathy and their love and their prayers for Father Alexander. You know, when we were talking about our encounter as a family with Father Alexander, our children mentioned the fact that he was a mentor to them. He always took the time to talk to them, to try to instruct them, to try to bring them closer to Christ. And especially with Father Stephen, you know, he did his internship here during the seminary with Father Alexander and had that opportunity to be sort of shaped and formed by him here in this parish. And he always spoke so fondly and so lovingly of how he was embraced by Father Alexander in the parish. But he was a mentor to all of us and always tried to keep us, you know, with our eyes headed towards the kingdom. You know, from the time that we're baptized and chrismated, the whole goal of our life, the whole purpose of our life is along the center line of the church towards the altar, which represents the kingdom and that new life that God has given to us through our baptism and chrismation. That we be faithful to that pledge and that promise that was made on our behalf, or if we were adults, that we made of progressing towards the kingdom. The other thing when I think about Father Alexander is his faithfulness in wanting to keep things beautiful, to glorify God. And that is expressed not only through the beautiful singing which Stephen Jacobs and the choir sang last night, it's through the iconography of the church, it's through the beauty of our building, it's through the beauty of our lives. Because ultimately, this all reflects us as the temple of God and the kingdom of God that dwells within us, within our hearts, within the very center of our being. And I'm thankful to him for the opportunity to teach at St. Tikhon's with him. And the opportunity to be there to see his love for those students and for trying to sort of transfigure and transform their lives and to help them again have that strong foundation in Christ and in God and the kingdom to love the church. Not just to serve the church. Not just to be, you know, those that come and do what they're supposed to do, but do it with love, with joy, with thanksgiving, with power, with the life of the Holy Spirit. He tried to infuse that into his students. And he tried to see it reflected again in the beauty of that which surrounded them. In 3 years that he worked there, what a wonderful transformation of that school took place. We can only thank God for his energy and for his love to do that in spite of his horrible disease. You know, cancer, you know, devastated him. You would see him come to the house. I didn't think he could barely get out of bed. It was all of the effects of chemotherapy and that. And then you would see him the next day, and he was in the office, he was going visiting the students, he was going here, he's going there, he's traveling to some location, wherever he was going to go. It was only by the grace of God and by his desire to cooperate with God that that was possible. It was possible, because for others it would be impossible. They would only think of themselves and their needs. He certainly thought of others before himself. He certainly desired to bring others closer to Christ and to his kingdom. And sort of his ability to talk to young people, his ability to be able to communicate with them, to be able to speak with them on their level, as he did with, I think, all people. He tried to see where they were at, and try to bring them up or edify them as much as he possibly could. And in the family, there was always sort of a little banter going on, always trying to, one-up one another, so to speak. But it was always done again with joy and with love. And not any meanness or any type of thing, but to help us to think. Just think about what we're doing. Think about where we're at. And think about the kingdom. And the services, you know, it says we are what we pray, and we pray what we are. And certainly the funeral service was so beautiful last night and expressed such important things. And I just want to highlight just a few of them. The Kathisma hymn said, "Today I depart from my kinsfolk, and unto thee, the only sinless one, in the mansions of the righteous with thine elect, grant him rest, O Lord. For such, brethren, is our life, an insubstantial earthly pageant, coming from non-existence into being, and dissolving from being into corruption. We are a fleeting dream, a breath that does not endure, the flight of a passing bird, a ship which leaves no trace on the sea. Wherefore let us cry aloud to the immortal King, make him worthy, O Lord, of thy never-ending bliss. Blessed is he whom thou hast chosen and taken, O Lord." You know, Father Alexander came to Christ the Savior Parish and gave a Lenten retreat, and it was on the book of Job. And the question that he asked was, "Why not me?" Because we often ask, why is this happening to me? Why is this going on in my life? and never thinking that when you reflect upon Job and all that he went through and all his friends, how they gave him such misguided advice. And finally, one last friend kind of came and gave him what he needed, which was going to finally be fulfilled in what God spoke to him. But Father Alexander said, why not me? Why shouldn't I suffer? And he suffered with such dignity and with such honor. And I'm sure he's thankful to all of those people throughout the past weeks. And I was only there for 4 or 5 days, but day after day after day, there were people coming, and he stayed, spoke to each one of them, and still gave them a word. Because that was what he did. He gave a word of God, to those who came to him. And there was one young fellow, he talked about how not only by our words, but by our actions, we also speak multitudes. Because he is a young man, apparently Father Alexander was faithful in attending his sports games. He was sitting in the stands watching this young man from his parish, never realizing that even that young man even knew that he was there, really. But he did, and he told, when he came to visit Father Alexander, he told him how appreciative he was of his just being there for him. And I'm sure there are a multitude of stories. I'm sure through the whole week, the family learned a lot about their husband and father, and as a brother-in-law, about my brother-in-law. So these, again, are precious things that God, he touched other people's lives and changed their lives by the grace of God and by the power of the Holy Spirit. So let us be thankful for all of those things and for that life that he has given to Father Alexander. And finally, dear brethren, it said in the Troparion, my beloved brethren, forget me not when you sing to the Lord, but call to mind our brotherhood, and pray fervently to God that with righteousness of the Lord we'll give him rest. If you never understood what it means to say, we sing our loved one away, if you experienced these past 2 days, you surely, surely understand what it means today. So may the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob grant rest eternal to Father Alexander, and may he grant mercy to our souls. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.